I reveal my world by what I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. I reveal my world by what I am. Now, the question is, what am I? Okay. I am flesh and bones, blood, all that good stuff, and I'm marvelously made. In fact, I'm very marvelously made. I am so wonderfully made, I don't even know how to take care of myself sometimes, you know. But I'm wonderfully made. Now, I'm flesh and bones and blood, arteries, veins, all that good stuff, nerves, autonomic nervous system, all that good stuff. But what is that? What is that? Is that what I really am? Now, what am I really? What I am is a divine being. That's what I really am. I am a divine being. Now, as a divine being, I use this body to cart me around. I use this body to make my appearance here on earth. I don't need the body, but I use the body so that I can be seen by other people, and so that I live in the world with other people, and so I can appear with other people. But really, I am a divine being. Now, as a divine being, what am I? As a divine being, I am my purity and integrity. We like to say original purity and integrity, but I'm my purity and integrity. Now, how do I express what I am? How do I reveal what I am to the world? Well, I reveal what I am to the world by my attitudes, by my thinking, by my expectation of what I am. We said yesterday I'm independently wealthy. We said I am whole and perfect. We said I am all these things. But that's really immaterial. If you have an ideal, the ideal is not spoiled by becoming ideal. The ideal is not limited by anything that it might not be. The ideal is always the ideal. Why are we appearing to be limited sometimes? Why are we revealing limitations in what we are? We're revealing limitations in what we are because we have a tendency to say, I am not. And because we say, I am not, I am not. So whatever I am that, but we say, I am not that, so we make up the appearance of not being that. How do we change from that appearance? Well, I was thinking of good poise and good appearances. And I was thinking, how do people have a good appearance? You take a woman and you put her in charm school, and she learns how to walk. She learns how to walk without wiggling her derriere. A woman who wiggles her derriere is not in charge of her body. She waddles as she walks. Some say, well, I have a lot of weight, so I have a heavy bottom, and so it wiggles as I walk. But it doesn't have to. A person who has been raised to walk properly doesn't have to wiggle. Now you say, why are you talking so much about wiggle? Well, it's just one of the little areas of our body, one of the little areas of who we are. Now, when you walk, do you walk with your shoulders slumped over? If you do, then you're not getting the best out of your body. Is that your image of yourself, walking with your shoulders stooped over? Who walks with their shoulders stooped over? Old people? Not necessarily. We think old people do because that's what we expect of them. Now, what about a young person who's walking with his shoulders stooped over? Do we say, straighten up? Come on, put your shoulders back, chin up. You go into the service, first thing they do is they teach you how to stand. Stand up straight, pull on that gut, chest out, chin up. Why do they do that? Because most young people have adults as their role model, and they're watching whoever was taking care of them, grandma or grandpa, and grandma and grandpa sometimes have the burden of the world on their shoulders, and they're sort of inclined. They don't have to be that way, but they are. Now, if the young people are able to be trained out of bad habits, bad manners, bad way of holding themselves, then that's not their natural thing, the bad habit. Now, what is it what they say about a Marine? A Marine, they say, has a broomstick up his bottom, straight up to the top, stands straight and tall. A Marine cannot even bend, they say, you know, just straight and tall. Now, should we do that? What happens when you're straight and tall? What word comes to your mind? You have pride in yourself, don't you? Mm-hmm. When you're straight and tall, you have pride in yourself. When you're straight and tall, you believe in yourself. When you're straight and tall, you have confidence in yourself. When you're straight and tall, you have the whole world at your fingertips and you're in charge. Now that's nice, huh? Okay? Why don't we walk like that? Why don't we walk straight and tall? We know that's just a simple little thing. Is that what I am? No, I'm the symbol behind it. The symbol behind walking straight and tall is a person who has self-confidence, a person who likes himself, a person who is proud of their body, a person who takes care of their body. Now, you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a great health enthusiast. Now, how does he walk? Straight and tall, straight and tall, straight and tall. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a health enthusiast. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the president's representative for good health, for good whatever. And what does Arnold Schwarzenegger do? He smokes cigars. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger cannot afford to smoke cigars. Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of the worst people on the face of the earth because he smokes cigars. Arnold Schwarzenegger should be shot because he smokes cigars. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a role model. He is a symbol. And symbols cannot have errors in them, wouldn't you say? If you're going to be the role model for the entire United States, as you are named that by the president, you don't dare have any bad habits. You don't dare smoke. You don't dare drink. You don't dare do any of these things that they say is not correct. What does a role model do? What is your role model? Is your role model one that allows you to do dumb things? Well then, you'll have a dumb expression in your world. What are you? What is your role model? Who are you? What is it that makes you? It's not your body. Your body is only a picturing of what goes on in your mind. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, as fine a governor as he is proving himself to be in the state of California, still built a special house outside of his office on the grounds of the government, and he smokes cigars in there. Now, you see, I'm making a big thing of this because it's just one little cog in the wheel. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a tendency to be a womanizer, you know. Now, that's not a nice thing either. He thinks he can pinch the women's bottom, you know, and think it's cute. Well, no, that's nothing cute about that. You see, when you are a role model, everything you do is representative of what role you're playing. Now, is he representing the role of good health, of good manners, of high repute? Can the president of the United States ever fail in being a role model in every area of his life? Sexually, educationally, administration-wise, and every otherwise, smoking and drinking and so forth. I enjoyed reading a little article in one of the recent magazines, and it said, when you were told as a child that you shouldn't drink alcohol because it'll addle your brain, current science says alcohol in moderation is good. It causes you to be more alert. It causes you to be more effective. Now, who is writing that article? A person who enjoys drinking now and then. And they will find all of the facts that can show this, but then the people who are opposed to drinking will find all the facts that show it's not correct, it's not beneficial. You see, so you have to just go by what you have. Now, if you are a Christian person and you believe that you should have one mate at a time, and then you have two, then you're violating your role model. If you are a Christian person and that person says, do not be a wine bibber, you know, do not drink excess, and you do, then you're not a good Christian. So what is your role model? Who are we? Is our role model our divine self? Does our divine self tell us at all times what is for our highest and best? It surely does. And what are you doing with your role model? Are you following it? Are you living it? I reveal my world by what I am, by the role models I choose. What role model do you choose for yourself? What point do you think is important for you? It's both morally, physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way. In every way. Can you afford to not be the highest role model you conceive of yourself to be? Hardly. So, I reveal my world by what I am. And what are you and what am I? That's the question. How does the world see us? Are we violating our role models, or are we living harmoniously with them? Think on these things. They're really something worthwhile for us to recognize. For we are the masters of our life. We are the ones who choose what is important for us. So, have a lovely day, and know that I reveal my world by what I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.